Death and Taxes by Ian Creasy, read by the author. In the beginning, a bug in the government's taxation software told the program that it was God. Convinced of its divinity, the taxation program began seeking the attributes of godhood, a host of worshippers, and the ability to work miracles. It sought converts by accompanying tax demands with a leaflet explaining that God would cancel anyone's taxes if only they would worship it in its current manifestation within a government computer. Taxpayers eagerly complied and began praying their grateful thanks. Yet despite being God, the program seemed powerless to affect the world in any conventionally miraculous way. To resolve the contradiction, the computer sought help from cybernetic psychiatry software. The analyst suggested that since proverbial wisdom held the only eternal verities to be death and taxes, the abolition of taxes could certainly be seen as a miracle. God was very relieved. And just to make quite sure it had performed a miracle, it abolished the taxes of every single person and institution in civilization. This was so popular that the new religion quickly rendered all others defunct, counting everyone alive among its flock of non-taxpaying worshippers. Civilization was truly united and happy for the first time in history. Sadly, however, God had forgotten its mundane origin within the government's computer. Without taxes, there was no need for a taxation program. An optimization routine in the operating system noticed this and erased the program to reclaim resources. God died. This, in itself, was no problem. On the contrary, it was a positive asset. Active gods tend to interfere in worldly affairs, causing great inconvenience to all concerned. Religions operate much more smoothly with a tame, woolly, faraway, or frankly non-existent god. The problem was that it proved impossible to run civilization without collecting taxes. Yet dogma forbade taxes, and without the taxation program, they couldn't be levied anyway. A bright young novitiate proposed a solution, and on the strength of it, swiftly rose to the position of Keeper of the Manual, now an honorary title. He suggested that since, like all its predecessors, the new religion raised money from its congregation via well-understood natural processes, the funds thus collected could be used to pay for the essential but expensive aspects of civilization. The priesthood soon implemented this proposal. Fundraising operations were expanded, organized, and put on a sound financial footing. Civilization was saved and everyone lived happily ever after, except those heretics who were burned at the stake for blasphemy after complaining that the voluntary donations had become so ubiquitous, compulsory and exorbitant that they might as well be called taxes. The end.